Proclamation number 7312, dated the March 20th, 1959. Reincarnation. You all should know that you cannot deliberately repeat your earthly progress as a human being. You have to make use of this unique opportunity if you don't want to be plagued by bitter remorse one day because you entered the spiritual kingdom in an immature state. The assumption that you can repeat earthly life as often as you like until you have reached the degree of perfection lets you strive half-heartedly for perfection. As a result, this teaching is detrimental for your soul's salvation. It is a danger, as due to this teaching many people neglect to improve their soul in the hope to make up for their failure in another life. But this teaching is misguided. Your embodiment as a human being is a gift of grace which you should fully utilize, because your process of development is finished once you enter the kingdom of the beyond, and any further development depends on your attitude in the spiritual kingdom, which can vary considerably. With goodwill, the light beings' active help and effective intercession by people, you can still progress in the beyond and achieve beatitude. But you will need to employ far more strength than on Earth. However, you can also descend if you are completely obstinate and ill-willed at heart. In this state it would be a truly undivine act to allow you another embodiment on Earth which would never assure your spiritual progress, because free will is always decisive, and because of free will you lose your past memory. But with goodwill you can also attain this maturity in the spiritual kingdom, which will guarantee you a transmission of light and thus a degree of happiness, which can constantly be increased. And then you will have no more desire for life in the flesh and to experience another incarnation on Earth. It can happen in individual cases for very special reasons, but they should never be considered to be the norm and used as justification for the doctrine of reincarnation. For the issue is not that people could not attain a particular degree of maturity, because Jesus Christ died on the cross so that a human being can gain complete freedom from the form during a single life on earth as human being. It is just that the human being's will has failed and therefore he also has to accept the consequences, a miserable state in the spiritual kingdom, which he can neither stop nor change as he likes. Besides, in accordance with God's will everything ascends, only the human being's will can be regressively orientated. And thus it would contradict God's plan of divine order if a being would be placed by his will into a previous form which it had not used correctly. This is a misuse of a gift of grace for which the being has to give account and accept the consequences. Reincarnation can certainly take place in special cases, when souls of light embody themselves on earth in order to render helpful services, who expressed their immense love for suffering humanity by accepting another life on earth as human being in order to help people in spiritual distress. Hence it can be indeed believed that there are people on this earth who descended from above, but they themselves do not know it, and although their fellow human beings might suspect it, they cannot say so for sure. But far less believable are assertions that people without any discernible spiritual mission have incarnated several times on earth already. The teaching of reincarnation is dangerous for people because individual cases are being generalized, and the person's responsibility during the short time of his earthly life will be ignored and gives way to carelessness in someone who believes that he will always be able to make up what he neglected to do. The realization in the kingdom of the beyond will be a heavy burden to him one day, because no human being will ever be able to make up for his neglect during his earthly life due to his own fault. He can certainly still achieve a degree of light there and increase it continuously, but he will never be able to attain the degree of childship to God, which can only be attained on Earth. And in addition, he also runs the great risk to descend even further in the spiritual kingdom if he does not take the opportunity and endeavors to ascend with the help of the beings of light. Amen.